crank it up. It's time for Audibles on Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness.
Audibles! Brought to you by Don's Car Wash. Put a smile on your car and on your face. You can watch us play Audibles. These things are live. Keep that in mind, Jake. The cameras are on.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're in a different side of the room than you normally sit. We're just worried that something bad is going to happen.
Your good side. We started off the show very weird, trying to get it back on the rails here. Then he came in weird with it. You can text in who you think is going to win for your chance to win a Works Car Wash from Don's. Abby Miller, producer, News and Views.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, yes. It's just like every week.
Yep.
Jake Litwin, Froggy 99.9.
Hi.
Hi. Derek Hansen's back. Hi.
Good afternoon. Great to be back. I think it's, I haven't done this since I left for vacation a month ago. Right?
Yeah, and I think you won before you went on vacation. I don't know. He's got the diary.
Yeah, he would know.
Yeah, the last time
his
Derek
diary.
Played, he did not win.
Nice.
But it was February 16th.
Did I?
February 16th. Wow.
That's no, Abby, you will not like who won.
Shoot.
Tyler won.
No.
That sounds accurate. Ryan Jakey's KFGO News.
Yo.
You got Jerky to do your news shift so he can come play?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I like that.
Priorities.
That.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is my week, by the way.
This is your week.
Well, no. But, but JJ Gordon and Corey Litton are not here.
I didn't know that Corey was a sandbagger like that. Jesus. I mean, the way of which he came in swinging. Did you hear last week?
He came in hot.
Yeah. No, I was busy.
He was on his game.
Going back to my roots of board hopping high school basketball.
I know. I was watching you... watching us longingly through that window saying, I wish I was playing out mm-hmm. with you. When we get to the end of this, I want to ask you guys, what's the riskiest thing you've ever done? That's a question that I posed to the KFGO
listeners.
Yeah, riskiest thing. So keep that in the back of your mind. Eric Johnson put together today's game of Audibles.
I did. And before we get started, special thanks to Abby for running it last week.
That's
a thankless job sometimes over on this side. So
I actually enjoyed
it.
I was bummed to not play, but I did enjoy it. And you made it very easy with all of your instructions.
Yeah, I try. I have maybe a little detail oriented.
Little OCD, perhaps.
But it is that time.
But.
And I do have five categories over here with four pieces of audio in each category. We do scaled scoring on Audibles. So if you answer correctly on the first piece of audio, you get 4 points, second piece, 3 points, and so on. Tyler will get to select first because he is the most recent winner in the room.
That
After that, whoever gets the
That's
correct
right.
answer will select the next category. You'll ring in with your name. That's all determine who goes first. If you answer incorrectly, you're out for the rest of that category. Back in on the next one. Tyler, the categories for this week, the standard five, movie, IMDb, TV show, song, and character.
Character.
Character. Fictional character. Audio clip number one.
Doctor gave me the full workup. He wants to know where he can get what I'm taking. I'm 100%. More.
Character, audio clip number two.
He told me what he wanted to do. He wants it out of me. He wants to dissect it so that
Derek.
He can replicate it.
Derek.
The Incredible Hulk.
That is correct.
Yep.
Indeed, I would have also accepted Bruce Banner.
Okay.
Well. But both are
God,
correct.
Would that have been a burn if you would have said no because it was Bruce Banner? That would have been cold, man.
Well, I might have flipped my, you know what. On that.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Good pull. Good pull. Well done.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, on the board with 3 points and in control. Would you like a movie, IMDb, TV show, or song?
Let's go movie.
Movie. Movie. Audio clip number one.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex. Look, the cafeteria's down the hall, to the right, and downstairs.
Movie, audio clip number two.
Okay, hold still right there. Now, just imagine you're weightless.
Abby.
Abby.
In the middle of the
ocean. Napoleon Dynamite.
That.
Yeah.
Oh,
correct.
Nice.
Oh. Pull.
Back
Thank
in '82,
you. Thank
I used
you.
To be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Indeed.
Maybe the funniest movie made without any swear words in it.
With the lowest budget possible.
Right, exactly.
Man.
Wow, good pull.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I would like to credit that to my brothers and my dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is one of my favorite movies ever.
It is
for sure.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, is it so good?
It is. It is. It is genius.
It's funny. It's entertaining.
Do the chickens have large talons?
It is a love story about living the American dream.
It's very rural. Oh, wow.
Let's not get too deep here.
Okay. It is a love story.
Did you ever throw He-Man figures out your moving bus?
No, I was too old by the time I saw the movie. Otherwise, I absolutely would have.
Oh, man.
All right, Abby ties it up with 3 points apiece. Abby and Derek on top, tied for first. 3 categories remaining. Abby, would you like IMDb, TV show, or song?
Song, please.
Song, audio clip number 1. Song, audio clip number 2. In the psych, I got this music in my face, saying it's gonna be alright. Song, audio clip number 3. But I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
Abby.
Abby.
Shake It Off.
I couldn't think of the name of it.
I knew it was T-Swizz. I just didn't know which
Okay, you guys all thought you knew it, yeah. But I got there quicker.
Swifty over here. I didn't realize.
I live with one.
Oh, really?
I'm not a huge Swifty, but Haley and Gwen, another level. Anyway.
Cool story.
That's also like a very popular song.
Right.
Yeah, we all knew it. We just didn't know, we couldn't get to the title.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that moves Abby alone into first place with 5 points. Derek in second with 3. 2 categories remaining. Everybody is still alive. Abby, would you like IMDb? You did vault into first. IMDb known for or TV show?
TV show.
TV show. Audio clip. Number 1.
These self-portraits are going to help me get to know you better. This way, I get to see you the way you see you. Wow, classic compulsive overachiever.
TV show. Audio clip. Number 2.
Sasha! Poof! The truth. She's never been in a Broadway musical or play.
TV show. Audio clip. Number 3.
I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and Tyler. North Haverbrook. And
Tyler
by
was God, first.
Simpsons.
That is correct.
On the board.
On the
How
board.
How many seasons of The Simpsons
still
are
still alive? 35? Something. Yeah, it's 30 plus.
Yep. Still fresh after all this time.
Been on air since 1989, I think the first season was.
Yeah, well, when was they on the Tracy Ullman show? A little bit before that, I think. Yeah, that's where they started. So.
Still fresh, right?
All right, so here's where we sit, because we've got 3 players vying for the win this week, and 2 playing spoiler. We've got IMDb known for left. Unfortunately, Jake and Ryan out of contention for winning this week, but if you answer at any point in time correctly, Abby will be this week's
winner.
Do that.
Do that. Jake, this is your time.
Same goes for you. A correct answer at any point in time, you're this week's winner. Tyler, you're going to need 3 points for the tie, 4 for the clean win.
That's tough.
Luckily, it's only IMDb.
No, the puzzle pieces.
Derek, you're going to need 2 for the tie, 3 for the clean win.
Okay.
The final category, IMDb known for the listeners, I went on to the Internet Movie Database, picked an actor, went to their known for section, took audio clips from the 4 pieces of media in that section. So these audio clips won't necessarily include the actor that I'm looking for, but hopefully you can determine what movies they are from and put together the puzzle as to who is in all of these movies. IMDb known for, audio clip number 1.
It's illegal.
It's harmless and expected. Studies have proven that all teenagers at some point in their adolescent lives have shoplifted.
What studies?
Hey, we could have avoided this whole thing if you would have simply scored some of your mom's boobs.
IMDb known for, audio clip number 2.
Hey, 礼貌点啊.
Okay.
Hands right. See, I can physically be here.
But what you meant to say is you're not allowing me to be here.
Derek.
Derek.
Brad Pitt.
Tyler, because I have to, right?
Yep.
Or the tie.
Ben Affleck.
The hope in Tyler's
I really was swinging. I had no premise for Ben Affleck.
But. Or Abby Miller. But we'll play it out to see if we can figure out who
I'm
going to
be really mad
if
it's who I think it is now.
IMDb known for. Audio clip number 3.
That's where they rendezvoused with about a dozen other faction members and they're holed up on the 20th floor. Now, I got SWAT down there and the cops cordoned off the area. Perry, they get a hostage. Dana.
What do you mean? My Dana?
I'm real sorry, Harry. I don't know what to say. I guess I grabbed her in the middle of the night or something. I had no idea. We just found out about it.
And finally, IMDb known for audio clip number 4.
Mom! Help us! I can't do it! I'm sorry, I can't do it!
Gotcha.
Well. Happy Halloween, Michael.
Four.
Who's in those lines?
Ryan.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That is correct.
Yeah, I got it on the old Arnold film, but.
What were any of those movies?
The first one was Halloween H2O.
Okay.
The last one was Halloween from 2018.
Right.
Then the middle two were True Lies, as Derek identified with Tom Arnold and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then the other one was Everything Everywhere All at Once, which he just won the Oscar for. I don't know why those two. That's why I love this category, because it's weird.
Freaky Friday didn't make the cut.
Yep. I thought maybe somebody would pick up on the Korean.
Yeah.
From Everything Everywhere All at Once and the news that she just won.
Yeah, you didn't pick that up, Jake?
No.
Based on the other movies, yeah.
Abby Miller wins Audibles this week.
Tyler is as excited for Abby as Abby is for Tyler.
I've missed that. The listeners, I think you clipped out for a second.
You had more points than Derek this week, so somebody's going on here with the car wash.
Much to Tyler's chagrin.
But you're the real winner. Whoever chose Abby, and if it's the person that says, please, Abby, I need a car wash, chances are you're not getting hits.
Oh, maybe next time you can get a car wash. Sorry,
yeah,
Tyler's
next time.
Mean.
If you beg for it like that, makes it a little bit more difficult. Okay.
You're such a jerk. God.
Okay, you guys stick around. I was just told we need to take a break. Riskiest thing you've ever done. You stick around and answer that?
Okay.
We're going to play Abby's victory song. And one of you is going to get a text back from me. You won the worst car wash from Don's. Put a smile on your car and on your face.